some superb insights about what's really at stake with this, you know, tick, tick, tick sequester that's going to hit us on Friday. Here is Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn.
Look, the federal government's twice the size it was 11 years ago. We're spending almost $4,000 per person per year coming out of the federal government. $12,000. The average family is on the hook for unfunded liabilities in excess of $750,000 per family. And what sequestration is, it's a terrible way to cut spending. I don't disagree with that. But to not cut 2.5% out of the total budget over a year when it's twice the size it was 10 years ago, give me a break.
Yeah. I mean, when suppose that your household budget was twice what it was 10 years ago, and then you're told, you know what, you're spending beyond your means, way beyond your means. You better start by cutting back 2.5%. And you start, are you kidding? I can't cut my 401k. I can't cut my kids' tuition. I can't cut, you know, on and on and on. Well, of course, you wouldn't cut 2.5% from everything. You would just cut some things. And hopefully you would be getting into a mode where you say, okay, we're going to start looking for opportunities to reduce expenses and overhead, not add to it. But that is what we're looking at. The budget has doubled in 10 years, and we're told that cutting 2.5% from it is impossible. Not without deep cuts. Not without firing meat inspectors. We're going to have to let some illegal immigrants go. Can't guard them. I mean, with the sequestration, there's nowhere to go. It's the end.
Hold your breath and count to 10.
Sequestration update, sung by Adele.
Feel the earth move, and then
it's good to have her here in our studios doing this for us.
Hear my heart burn. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So overdue, I owe this.
So since we don't have
swept away, I'm
James Bond to fix sequester, we're going to have to settle on Barack Obama. Who thinks the sky will fall? I don't think necessarily that's the case. Because despite the scare tactics about how these mandatory cuts will curb important, vitally necessary essential government services, Coburn reminds us that, you know what? There is something worse than not cutting spending.
There's easy ways to cut this money that the American people will never feel. What you hear is an outrage because nobody wants to cut spending, except it's, and it will be somewhat painful, but not cutting spending is going to be disastrous for our country.
Perfect. Not cutting spending is the disaster. Because if we can't cut 2.5% from a federal budget of $3.9 trillion, then we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Let's put it this way. Sequestration cuts $80 billion from an annual budget. Now, by the time it would kick in on this year's budget, this fiscal year budget, it would be more like $44 billion. So if you can't cut that amount of money when you're running a $1 trillion deficit, oh man, then you're really, really going to hit the iceberg. Again, sequestration is nobody's way of cutting the budget. This is not a good way to cut indiscriminately across the board 2.5%. Of course, they're exempting all sorts of things from the sequestration cuts, Medicare and the Department of Veterans Affairs, military paychecks and the like. So that means it's going to be more like a 6% cut. But the amount of money that is being reduced from the budget annually is about 8% of the deficit. 8% of the deficit. $85 billion versus about $1 trillion deficit. And they're deliberately making it as painful as possible. Now, what the Republicans have offered, they said, look, we agree, this is dumb. And so we've come up with our own spending cuts. And the president has already said, are you kidding? Your spending cuts, get into entitlements and everything. No, that's even worse than sequestration. So the Republicans are saying, okay, I tell you what. You go ahead and make the cuts. We'll even give you the authority to do it, the flexibility to do it. It's called transfer authority. Claire McCaskill, Democrat from Missouri, doesn't think that's necessarily going to fly.
But Senator McCaskill, Republicans are talking about passing something this week that would give agencies, give departments more flexibility to set priorities so that the cuts could be made according to what makes sense and what doesn't make sense instead of across the board. You have supported this idea, but the White House opposes transfer authority. What sense does that make?
Well, here's really what's going on. You have, as usual in Washington, a large kabuki going on about who can get blamed. There is no question that these cuts are going to be painful and they are thoughtless. And I know Tom Coburn and I agree on that. We also agree we need to do more spending cutting. We've got to cut more spending. We agree on that. So why is it that we can't come to the table and agree what cuts need to happen? That's what we should be doing. We shouldn't be passing the blame to the executive branch or saying this is Obama's sequester. The Republicans supported this. I supported it. We need to come together and make the right cuts. And frankly, Ash Carter at the Department of Defense said even if we did some kind of flexibility move at the 11th hour, it's too little too late in terms of what they've got in motion at the Department of Defense.
Okay, I'll tell you what the problem is. You know what the real problem is? They don't want the flexibility because they want the spending cuts of sequestration to hurt. They want the spending cuts of sequestration to hurt so it'll create a national outcry. They want a national outcry so that people will demand an end to budget cutting and they can go on to what they were doing before. That's the problem. And what is it they want to do? They just want to keep spending. Here's Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick on Meet the Press. In 10 seconds, he sums it all up.
And the president has shown that a balanced approach, which is about cuts and closing loopholes, that enables us to invest in the things that grow jobs, is more important and appropriate for us at this
time. Look at the polling.
Whoa, wait a minute. I thought this was about deficit reduction. And Deval Patrick just said, no, it's about making more investments.
And the president has shown that a balanced approach, which is about cuts and closing loopholes, that enables us to invest in the things that grow jobs, is more important and appropriate.
Two important things there. First of all, it just blows to smithereens the notion that this is really about deficit reduction. The second thing it shows is what they really want. When they say close tax loopholes, that's another way of saying raising taxes. But they're not raising taxes to reduce deficits. They're raising taxes, quote, so we can afford to make these necessary investments. They just want the money so they can keep spending. I am so tired of these people. And the second thing they're doing, you notice that he's revealing his bias. His bias is if you want a big economy, you've got to have a big government. That the way to get a stronger economy is to have the government spend more money. Here, we'll sound sophisticated by saying invest. We want to invest in creating a big economy. That just means more stimulus. It just means more government spending. But they don't associate controlling government spending with a strong economy. They associate expanding government spending with a growing economy. And I think we've tried that for the last 4 years, and it doesn't appear to be working very well.